Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. This is the BH5, five-ish minutes to help you become a better human, live better, think better, get better at the journey. Life is about the journey, not the destination. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. Get all the updates over at colin.coach and on your favorite podcast app, as well as YouTube. Today's topic is time theft and how I'm protecting myself from it, starting with email. The average life expectancy is 70 years old, which means that our life is made up of around 840 months, 25,000 days, or 600,000 hours. So time is a fascinating concept. It seems to slow down when you're bored or suffering and inch on by, and then it speeds up when you're having a great time. Whew, that went by fast. Kind of cruel in a way, actually. Now, if you don't pay attention, it's going to pass you by. And if you don't pay attention, others are going to steal it from you. And that's really the actionable thing that I want to talk about today is how to stop time theft, how to stop people from stealing your time. It's not polite to interrupt people, but there's just this deep inner belief about time and not wanting to waste it, to which I end up doing that quite a bit. Because unfortunately, people are not pithy with their words. They over-explain, they over-justify, they have excuses and explanations ad nauseum, and they don't know how to simplify things or they're not good at it. It's like, give me what happened, the facts. Don't talk about how you sent this email, you did this. Don't give me a play-by-play, step-by-step. Give me the synopsis of the information. And then let's revisit what our goal is. And then let's bridge that. Rather than spending so much time and energy, and this, obviously you can tell this peeves me because I've dealt with this with employees for years. That's one thing. You have employees or you're at work or whatever. Like, you can't just be rude and interrupt people all the time. I'm the boss, so I can do that at times, whatever. You got to kind of figure out strategies to mitigate this because people will waste your time. They will over-explain. They will spend more time. They think more is better. More explanation is better. One thing I'm doing relates to email. I've had the same email for 20 years now, maybe even like 22. I'm getting rid of it. I'm going to set an autoresponder saying I no longer check this email. And with my main company email, I'm going to set an autoresponder to be able to find like customer support or things like that. The reason for this is because I get tons of email. 99% of it is literal spam, or it's somebody cold outreaching trying to get me to buy something or do something or hop on a call or some other nonsense like that. It's amazing that that even works still. Some people still fall for it. Another interesting heuristic here that over years I've learned, which makes me more confident making this decision, is that every single time I've ever been cold outreach to, so somebody has come to me and said, hey, I want to do this for your company, or I'll give you free trial, or let me get on a call, I'll show you how to improve your marketing, or whatever nonsense that people are trying to sell to companies. Every single time I've ever engaged with one of these inbound things, these cold inbounds, I've never gotten results from it. I cannot literally think of one instance in which it was worth the time or the money or the investment. And this very much aligns with my idea of simplicity, just simplifying things in my life in general, life and business, et cetera. The importance of understanding Pareto's principle, the 80-20, which states that about 80% of your results come from 20% of your inputs or efforts. And in a lot of things, it's actually more like 99% comes from 1% of your efforts or investments or focus. So I want to do that more and more in my life. What I've also accepted and realized that like the people that really want to get a hold of me, they'll figure out how to get a hold of me. Go on social media and you can DM me, or you can reach out to somebody that knows me, you know, or you can open a support ticket with the company and that will probably get to me if it isn't just you trying to sell something. Like the people that want to reach me will reach me. So why do I have email? It's like this thing that just sits there saying, hey, send me your prerogative, waste my time. It's like a big sign saying, waste my time, please. So here's a quote. You are nothing but a number of days. And whenever a day passes away, a part of you passes away. Hassan Al-Basari. It's pretty crazy. And I know people don't want to think about time because they don't want to think about death. They don't want to think about their mortality. They don't want to think about how they're not taking advantage of, you know, their gifts and doing the work and whatever, and they're falling into habit. And I know it's hard. It's like anything else. If you don't focus on it, if you don't measure it, you're not going to improve it. So if you don't pay attention to how others are using your time and how you're using time, then it will just go away. Like you'll just, before you know it, you'll be 35 and you'd be like, oh, I'm stuck in this dead end job and I'm not happy or whatever. It's sad, but that happens every single day. Let's get to the quick rapid fire round, then I'll let you go. And of course, again, get this on the Better Human newsletter. This was actually the intro to the newsletter I sent today. full of awesome content and super proud of it. I'm going to keep improving it every single time I write it. I'm excited to write it. I'm excited to improve it. You can get that over at Colin.coach. When you sign up with the newsletter opt-in, that's what you'll get every, I'm sending them on Sundays, maybe sometimes Saturday, but mostly Sunday. This day in history, Aaron Burr slays Alexander Hamilton in a duel. It's one of the most famous duels in American history. He was a vice president at the time. It was legal. You could just grab your guns and you get a witness and you shoot each other. And somebody dies. That's it. Pretty crazy. Hamilton's a pretty fascinating character. I need to finish his biography, actually. I'm like halfway through. All right, a random fact of the day. Let's see if there's anything good in here. Many feet bones don't harden until you're an adult. That's true. I believe babies are born with like 300 bones. And then because bones kind of fuse and grow together, which is something we probably don't think about, that's pretty fascinating, you end up as an adult with like 209 bones or 205. So you start with like 300, you end up with 200. Pretty fascinating. Pineapple is a natural meat tenderizer. That is true. Humans are the only animals that blush. Interesting. This is pretty funny. The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. Why? Like, what is the evolutionary advantage of that? And how do they even know that? Like, how could they possibly figure that out? That's actually very strange. So that's going to be it. Let's thank one of our sponsors today. Let's see, who do we got today? We got our five core companies that you will support the show. If you support these companies, you'll also support your health or your finances, or you'll improve your life in some way. So we got wildfoods.co. You can use my code, WILDCEO, for 20% off. It's the most aggressive code you're going to find. And listeners and followers of me get that benefit. Swan Bitcoin is how I stack Bitcoin daily. You can get that over at colin.coach/swan. Set and forget it. Lowest fees in the market to buy Bitcoin. And you can dollar cost average in. We got CrowdCount, my favorite grass-fed beef. colin.coach/meat to get that link. And you can get an auto ship box. That's what I do. I get about $150 of meat that shows up every single, every month. And I always have some delicious steak in the freezer. They also have really good seafood and other things. Awesome. And then Sizzlefish. That's where I get most of my seafood. colin.coach/fish. They come in vacuum sealed individual fillets. I usually try to throw in 2 to 3 a week, eat those, fry those up in a pan, either nonstick or cast iron, finish in the oven, plenty of salt, good to go. That's going to be it for today's show. Again, make sure you get on the newsletter, colin.coach, and I will see you in the next one.